as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His merciful love and loving mercy, and by His grace upon us and favors upon us human beings, He told us of the early genesis of the human being, that the beginning of the human being was, as all of us know, I hope, from the Quran, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before even He created the human being, Adam and Hawa, our mother, Hawa, He subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed this angelic presence, the angels, the Nawrani creatures, and tells them, I am going to create a being, which we call Bashar, a human being. إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِّن صَلْصَالٍ مِّن حَمَئٍ مَّسْنُونَ I'm going to create a being, a human being, from a dry, clinging clay originating from stinking mud. I'm going to create a human being like that physically. That's first. فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِّن رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ Then when I had fashioned him, completed him, the physique part of it, and when I would have breathed into him of my spirit, of my ruh, then lay yourselves prostrate to him. Subhanallah. And what Allah is telling us, that He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, ordered His most elect of creatures, the malaika, these Nawrani light creatures, these creatures always in the presence of the Divine, to lay themselves to this creature made of stinking clay. But He said that happens only when and after I breathe into him of my spirit, of my ruh, of the soul that Allah created, subhanahu wa ta'ala, which I would say is clearly indicative of the essential reality that the worth of the human being is not on account of the human being's material realities, nor material requirements, nor material pursuits. The essential reality of the human being lies in the rawhani dimension of that human being. And then, and therefore, how could I forget my essential reality? How could I not nurture and feed my essential reality, my ruh? How could I focus and emphasize in my life my physical requirement and forget and relegate to second or no position the requirements of my ruh? And that's, again, another fundamental reason why I and you and everyone should emphasize the spiritual dimension. Our bodies, even this physical body, which we sometimes are obsessed in nurturing, and I'm not saying that we should not take care of our physical body. There is a balance that we need to strike, that this beautiful deen teaches us. But that obsession, even that obsession, if we looked at it, we'll realize in this essential reality argument that we are wrong. Because this physical body is made mostly of what? Of water. 2/3 of this body, or 3/4 of this body, is water. And some of our wise, alhamdulillah, spiritual psychologists, if I can use the term of old, have said the following. It's beautiful. This is about centuries and centuries ago, these beautiful observations. The human being is mostly water. And water comes from where? From above, from heavens. Water comes from above, from heavens. And heavens is above, is in the realm of the above, of the beyond. In other words, even our physical body is telling us, I am from above. I'm from above. And that other part in us, which is earthly, is perhaps one-third or one-fourth of it only. Everything in us is screaming in this latent, beautiful, spiritual way, I am spiritual. Don't strangulate me by feeding me everything about my material side. My material side exists, but it is only one-fourth or one-third of me. Even that part in me, most of it is from above, is heavenly. And subhanAllah. And this is some of what we share with one another when we are here, and more about why we are here and why we should be in Tazkiyah.